Hello and welcome to the Alterion July 2017 monthly update audio presentation. I am Shadowfax, the voice of Alterion. This update comes on the heels of our recently concluded Summer Solstice celebration, which ran its course throughout most of the month of June. My literal bro Drock took charge for the final 2 weeks of the celebration because my wife had a baby. Details of this happy event can be found on Board 7. I want to take a moment to thank Drock for covering for me and for his contributions to the event areas. Drock built the Plain of Crepuscula and most of the Plain of Luam. We will be announcing the results of the Puzzlewood Survival Challenge soon on Board 8. Instructions on how to claim your prizes will be presented alongside that announcement. You may have noticed while running through the event areas that there were sections and mobs that didn't seem to have anything to do with the main quests. The Planes of Light were built to be forward compatible, that is to say, they were constructed with the purpose of becoming fully fledged areas in the future. Some of the quest ideas we had, especially those for Pernima, weren't appropriate for an auto-leveling area, so they will be utilized in the future when the areas are re-released as high-level content. Speaking of areas, we have a number of zones in development by multiple teams for low, mid, and high-level players. Summer is usually a good time for building, so expect to see several more areas released throughout the season. We are going to see some changes to cleric companions as a result of the Summer Solstice Celebration storyline. The powers of Supernals will become more diversified and unique to each deity. Some of the salient powers wielded by the incarnates that you defeated in the final event area will be made available to certain deities, as well as other abilities that have been heretofore unseen. There also will be slight changes to angels and their powers. Other things you can expect to see soon are metallurgy skills, improvements to the quest and job systems, and of course, ranged weapons. I overlaid the handful of ranged weapons skills on top of the math that calculates accuracy, and now I can't hit the broadside of a city guard on my test server. I haven't had much time to test them lately, but I do not plan on having ranged weapons implemented until I am satisfied with their performance. We don't have any events planned for July. This will give the player base a chance to catch their collective breath and experience some normal gameplay for a while. I do plan on having another event in early August before everybody goes back to school. It will be like the portal closing quest for the Summer Solstice of 2014. Later in the year, we will be treated to an event run by Aziz, intended to coincide with Eid al-Adha in September, and another Halloween Havoc by Morpheus in October.